Well, the Building 7, there was no fire there whatsoever, but there was one truck putting water on the building, but it's collapsed completely.
We are in an abandoned skyscraper, and quite frankly, I don't even know where I'm at. I see a sign outside that just gives me a reference to Barclay Street. As you can see all around here, the windows have been blown completely out. And as we take a walk towards the front of the building here, you want to take a look outside. If you have never been to war, like I have never been to war, then this is what it looks like. We don't know what that building is. We don't know where this building is. We don't know what that building is. We don't know where this building is. But they're obviously on fire. Maybe in there's a chance that they could collapse. I've been on this earth for 37 years. I've never been to a war. But I can only imagine that this is as close as I've ever come. More debris falling from a nearby building, the World Trade Center. We're at West Broadway and Barclay. Very difficult to breathe here, but look around. This must have been ground zero where this thing blew up. Car after car after car, buses completely obliterated and burned straight down to the steel.
You said you saw melted tour buses, melted cars?
The cars that were right down there was just unbelievable. They were twisted and melted into nothing. It must have been from when debris dropped.
Behind me, that gaping hole, that's where one of the two towers stood. It's not there. And as you can see above me, the fire in this adjacent building just continues to rage. It's a rage.
Number 7 is the kind of reddish brown building that's towards the north end of the complex.
It's a surreal environment. It's almost impossible to describe. Again, except to make a war correlation. Whoever said somebody declared war on us, it certainly looks like it, doesn't it?
It certainly did, and then moments after Vince and his crew left the scene, this happened.
The collapse of World Trade Center number 7.
The infrastructure for the World Wide Web, the tentacles really all over the world to be able to carry out this.
corner of Leonard Street and West Broadway. We're just sitting here watching all the smoke pouring up from number 7. Number 7 is the kind of reddish-brown building that's towards the north end of the complex. And although we really couldn't see much damage on it, there was smoke pouring out of it here for hours. And folks just kind of standing around milling about it. And then I wasn't watching. I just could tell from the reaction of the crowd what had happened because I'd heard it already before. The gasps, the screams, people immediately turning and starting to run, even though we're probably a dozen blocks from the center itself. People starting to run away from the scene, and I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. It looked like it had been done by a demolition crew.
Okay, good. This once again happened only within the last few minutes. We saw one of those smaller buildings just fall to the ground. We had heard earlier that it was structurally unsafe.
Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
Amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word.
Building 7 ablaze at the moment and apparently getting ready to collapse.
I told you that sucker was going to go.
That's coming here, isn't it?
What, the cloud?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to back sharply and smash.
Independence Day!